The cable channel Showtime this week is beginning a new series called The L Word. If you've got politics on your brain, maybe you assume the L word is liberal. If you're sentimental, L stands for love. Actually, on this show, it's lesbian. Slate TV critic Dennis Cass has our review.
I am not a lesbian, but while watching the first episode of The L Word, I found myself trying to figure out which character I most identified with. I know it's not Shane, the heartbreaker, nor the brooding, mysterious Marina, nor Dana, the professional tennis player who's afraid to come out of the closet. If I were to be self-deprecating, I'd say I'm most like Alice, the scatterbrained bisexual magazine writer, but I don't let people walk all over me like she does, nor can I see myself keeping a chart of everyone who's slept with everyone I know. Which leaves me, regrettably, but truthfully, to choose between Bette and Tina, two yuppies in a 7-year-long relationship who work and squabble and reunite just like an old married couple you'd find in real life, or at the very least, a rerun of 30-something. Our entree into this world is Jenny, a fiction writer who moves to L.A. to be with her boyfriend, Tim, who happens to live next door to the yuppie couple.
It's very traditional.
No way to get to know it.
What do you mean?
It's just not as traditional as you might think.
Jenny quickly finds herself drawn to Marina, owner of the West Hollywood Cafe, where the ensemble cast hangs out when they're not embroiled in drama elsewhere. The sexual confusion Jenny experiences over the next 6 episodes is unnerving, erotic, and real. She can't tell anyone about Marina, so their attraction develops in secret. It's convincing stuff, and the viewer is left to wonder, as Jenny does, how far will this ultimately go?
Good night.
Good night. I had a really great time.
Yeah, I'm glad. Have sweet dreams.
The L Word is not a footer's guide to the lesbian experience, despite references to nipple confidence and hasbians, as well as some cable sex scenes. In fact, there are times when the show doesn't feel like it's about being gay at all. If anything, I think The L Word finds its place as a dramatic substitute for Sex in the City. And given the show's tagline, Same Sex, Different City, this seems to be the producer's intent. The 4 leads in Sex in the City served as comic surrogates for different attitudes towards sex and men, and the characters of the L Word perform a similar function, and not just for gay couples and women. As proven by HBO's dismal Mind of the Married Man, we haven't quite figured out how to dramatize sex and relationships from a man's point of view without sliding into bad taste and stereotypes. And yet, ever since Pride and Prejudice, stories about the romantic plight of women have also appealed to men. I think I know which lesbian I am on the L Word. I'm not telling who, but I'm eager to learn how her story turns out.
Dennis Cass reviews TV for Slate. The first episode of The L Word runs both tonight and Wednesday on Showtime.